Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 230. Following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 230. Now will I seek and find the peace of God. In peace I was created. And in peace do I remain. It is not given me to change myself. How merciful is God my Father, that when He created me, He gave me peace forever. Now I ask but to be what I am. And can this be denied when it is forever true? Father, I seek the peace you gave as mine in my creation. What was given then must be here now. For my creation was apart from time and still remains beyond all change. The peace in which your Son was born into your mind is shining there unchanged. I am as you created me. I need but call on you to find the peace you gave. It is your will that gave it to your Son. Now will I seek and find the peace of God. As I contemplate this lesson, I am reminded that this whole course takes faith at first, while I am being shown truth and still not believing it. And I have to step out and make a decision if truly I want to know the truth. And so I step out in faith, knowing there is a truth that I want. And this lesson seems to be one of them where I have to step out in faith first. And then as I experience it, it will reinforce the faith and it blossoms and grows stronger. And so in faith, I step out with this line he gives me. He says, "In peace was I created, and in peace do I remain." And so it's in faith that I go with believing the line, "In peace do I remain." Because my experience of the world is not that I am always in peace. And so it takes faith and it takes a decision. Do I want to be in peace? Do I want to uncover the peace that is within me right now and always? I do. And so I take the name of the lesson as my goal today. Now will I seek and find the peace of God. He says in the lesson, I am peace. There's nothing I have to change about myself. It's just an uncovering of what I've laid upon it, the idea of another self. What does peace look like in my life, in my daily experience? As I look over the day that I am going to have, what does peace look like? Am I willing to allow the peace within me to be exposed, unveiled? Peace for me in my day ahead looks like an open mind, which brings an open heart, or an open heart which brings an open mind. For me, with this mind, it starts with the open mind, which opens the heart. For me today, peace looks like I have an open mind and an open heart. An open mind doesn't judge. An open mind is willing to allow peace to remain in sight. The lesson talks about God's mercy, that He created me and gave me peace. Today I want to show that mercy to myself and seek only peace. And when doubts arrive, that I can have peace in whatever moment I find myself in, I can go back to God's mercy. I can go back to the faith in what He has created me as. And I go back to that desire, that hunger of wanting only to be as He created me. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my true self, help me today to truly hunger and desire the peace of God which is who I am in each moment. Help me to be willing to claim the truth of who I am. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we go with a Locke Kelly meditation, which leads us into our truth of peace. With open or closed eyes, say this question to yourself internally. What is here now? If there is no problem to solve, rest and remain alert to who or what is experiencing. Who is here? What is aware? What is here when there is nowhere to go and nothing to do? Nothing to know or create or become? What is here just now when you are not the problem solver? Feel into whatever shows up here and now. Who or what is aware? What is here when there is no referencing the past? No going one moment into the future. What's it like when there's no problem to solve just now? Thank you for joining with me in the serenity of our nature of peace. Namaste.